a world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is To Be Blunt. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those blunts.
It is time for your favorite podcast going down right now. To Be Blunt in studio, finally making his return. The WWE Stomp the Bump Trivia Contest Champion. He is known as Big Papa Bump, the Scott.
I'm back, baby.
And of course, your host, the P to the double EZ, and you already know what is about to go down. We have the return of the hottest guest we've had to date. She's known on TikTok as the Panty Dealer 420. That's a hashtag, baby. Hashtag Panty Dealer 420. She's gonna be here at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about the lucrative side hustle of selling used, worn undergarments, panties, shirts, bras, sweatshirts if you're a dude, all kinds of shit. Scott, I'm sure you have a lot of questions.
I probably will.
Because you missed last week.
Yeah.
So, or not last week, the week before. Well, you missed last week too, but we're going to talk more about that. Speaking of last week, we're going to have one of the winners of the What Would You Do for a Levo contest on tonight. Because last week's show was fucking wild, man. It was wild. If you missed it, we had all kinds of gimmicks, bro. We had people doing handstands, taking dabs. We had magic tricks, bro. We had smoke vape tricks.
Magic tricks.
You didn't watch the show, Scott?
I haven't had a chance to. I've been busy.
You've been working? Working? Shout out everybody tuning in. EC Chrome in the house next. It's Cutbud, Stoner Cat, Snooks in the building. I'm loving it. Tanya's here for Panty Mama. Tanya's here for the Panty Mama, Scott.
Tanya's here for the Panty Mama.
The Panty Mama, yo.
What have I gotten myself into here?
Levo in the house, dude. Dude, first off, you really missed it. I mean, this phone did not stop ringing for an hour and a half, bro.
Wow.
There was just, and I'm talking women and men, both calling in repeatedly, trying to get a word in to ask her just a little bit of info on how she's out here crushing it on the side hustle, bro. So you guys, make sure if you're watching on TikTok, you float over to our Twitch channel. You float over to our YouTube channel when she comes on, because this is going to be unfiltered, uncensored, and raw. And I know TikTok is going to try to flag us down. So, Scott, what we're going to do is make sure you guys are switching over. And I might have to mute the TikTok here and there, because the conversation got really spicy. And if you remember, Scott, during the You Laugh, You Lose finals, mm-hmm. even the jokes got us a ban for a week. So I'm not taking any chances. So to Be Blunt Podcast, that's the number 2, Be Blunt Podcast. Make sure you guys follow us, because you're going to want to tune in right here on the YouTube, because you're going to get the full experience. Scott, I am finally, now after the intro, ready. Let's light up. I got a very special, I say it.
All right, Foghorn.
A special, I say it. A special blunt, Scott.
Oh, do you?
Look
what
at
is that?
Oh, yeah.
Why does it look like you got a confetti popper in here?
So, my good friend, okay, she knows who she is. I don't want to call her name out in case. Ship this over to me from across the country.
All the way across the country.
This is, what do we got? I can't even read it because it's TKO blunts, right? This is, you have an infused blunt. So the blunt is coated in oil and then rolled in keef.
That looks crazy.
With a glass filter at the tip. And I feel like this is exactly who it is. No problem putting it out there. 60 new pairs of undergarments? Dude. Scott. Let's light this thing up. I don't want to wait anymore. I gotta hit this like a cigar or something. I don't even know how I'm gonna do this.
That thing is thick.
It's thick with two C's.
And it's called TKO. So like most of them already knock you out anyway as it is. But now you're fixing to get TKO'd. Yo, look at that flame on that thing.
Yo. Wow, Scott. That has got the flavor. This is like a 2 grammer too, bro. So you know this show's gonna be heavy. Heavy. Scott, I see you sipping something over there. And I must know, what do you have? Because it's been a little bit for this week's Beer of the Week. Scott, let them know.
Well, Beer of the Week this week comes courteously from the P-Man himself. I mean, I just walk in the door and he's like, oh, no, you gotta have this. Just gives it to me before I could even like put my stuff down, before I could even come down to studio. He's like, you gotta have this. So this is fresh, just came out last week, I believe. Comes from Alvarium Brewing Company in New Britain, Connecticut. And it is called Green Out, okay?
Green Out.
And just like, you know, the 2B Blunt Studios has like a little aroma that I become used to. A scent, if you will, when I walk in. This beer actually has that similar scent. I can smell,
you can smell
the bud
it.
Off of it. I can really? Smell the dankness.
Now, they said there was a hint of cannabis in there due to the flavor of the Strata hops.
That's what it appears to be. So as I read this description, it says this double dry hop danked cannon smacks your palate with mango, passion fruit, melon, fresh strawberry, grapefruit, and cannabis from the use of Strata hops. Brewed with spelt and flaked wheat for a creamy mouthfeel, dude. And it's tasty. It's tasty. It already has a 4.2 average out of 65 check-ins on Untappd.
So then the question is, Scott, one sip, everybody knows the rules. What are you going to give it?
Oh, my! I got to come up with a Dave Portnoy fake name.
We definitely got to work on something.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. Yeah. It's pretty damn good.
Wow.
I haven't finished it yet, but it's pretty damn fucking good.
4.5?
Yes, sir.
Dude, that right there
is bang bang.
Is fire, dude. 4.5, dude. Scott.
And that was the first canning, right? First release of it.
First release ever they did of that.
They actually, they tried to make it like a 420 thing, right? I think it was 2 days later. Was it 422?
Yes.
But it 420 week, right?
Yes. So we were out. last week, Scott, you really missed out on a hell of a show. We had the What Would You Do for a Levo contest.
Yeah. Heard a little bit about it.
You're a little... Dude, Yes, I don't want to clarify from before. There was magic, bro. This lady named Meg, bro. Let me tell you the story, right? She went through and she had a... how do I explain this? She had a box that was empty. And she popped that box, bro, open. And she thought it was empty. And waved her little magic wand or some shit. Dude, and out of the box comes a bowl that was packed, right? Yeah.
Like a bowl.
A bowl and a balloon.
Okay.
So she takes a hit of the balloon, of the bowl. She takes a hit of the bowl. And while she's high, she takes the balloon. She puts it behind her back.
She should have took a hit of the balloon too, though.
She might have.
I would have gave her two Levos.
She puts it behind her back, bro, and she shapes a fucking dog out of this balloon
behind her back.
Behind her back, pulls out the dog. Pops the balloon and out comes a joint.
Jesus Christ, we got a bluntician musician.
A bluntician musician.
I mean magician. I said musician. I fucked that up.
A bluntician.
Can we edit that in post?
You know what? Maybe, quite possibly. I'm gonna try. No promises though. We also had one of the winners, Janet. She had gone out. She's from the Bronx. She went out downtown in front of a police precinct.
Yeah.
And she smoked a blunt in front of the police station and the fire station.
That's
right next to each other.
Ballsy, I guess.
Ballsy, because mostly, not only did it just become legal like 2 weeks ago, she's a Latina lady. So you know how it is with police violence and shit. I mean, she took a big risk. And it paid off because she went home with her not only just a Levo, but she made history, bro. She made history.
That's wild.
You know? And she was just on the Cannabis Closet podcast. They had her on talking about the win. Gave us the shout out. Super cool. Shout out Cannabis Closet podcast. So I figured since they had their winner on or our other winner on, I'd bring in our last winner. You know what I mean? So let's not wait anymore. I don't want to give her that shitty ass crappy music. Let's bring it on, Tara.
What's up?
What up, Tara?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
How is life now since winning the contest? Has there been a change in things? No, before actually you answer the question, Scott, do you have any idea what she did for a Levo?
I'm trying to think if you told me or not. I don't know.
Why don't you show everybody?
I can show you.
What you did for a Levo.
Can you see it?
Oh, we can see. Hold on. I'm even full screen yet. You'll see a Levo tattoo.
Oh, shit.
That she got live. So she went in, got a Levo tattoo permanently branded on her. So awesome, awesome, awesome.
That's crazy. You know, at first I thought you were going to like grab a blunt with your foot. And I was like, wow, that'd be crazy. And then when you put it full screen, I was like, oh, shit, she got a tattoo. That's wild.
She got a full-fledged tattoo. And let me just say, and I see Levo in the comments. She knows. They're saying it was awesome. It was awesome. It was a great show. And not only that, bro, she walked away with swag from both brands. And now I hear that the winners are going to be working with Levo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Quite possibly.
Dude. She got that swag, though. She can wear Levo not just on her skin. She can wear over her skin, too.
Can I announce that or no? Is that official?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Yeah, so you won the Levo. You got branded. Are you not going to be partnering with Levo?
Yep.
See, dude?
Kelsey just messaged me and added me to the group today. So, woohoo.
Bro.
I am officially an affiliate with Levo.
Congratulations.
That is amazing. Amazing, amazing news. And these are the kind of things that happen, bro. You think that would have been, you know, just a random thing? I mean, you come to the show and good things happen. We made history twice last week, as I pointed out. And the winners are, you know, getting their shine, which I like, bro. I like.
That's amazing. People really would do anything for a Levo.
Both winners were on podcasts this week on top of that. I'm sure Levo's going to do some press. So, I mean, super freaking cool. We're so happy for you, Tara. Thank you again for doing the show with us. Shout out to you and Janet and everyone else who was part of the show last week, all the judges, and of course, Scott, the participants.
Of absolutely.
Not just the winners, but anybody who participated. They all got swag packs coming to them, so that's super cool. Tara, you have anything you want to say? I mean, you got a tattoo for life now. For life.
I wore my Ink Addict shirt just to, like, rep the ink. But, no, just thanks for having me. I'm glad I can make the show a good time.
You definitely did. You definitely brought something to this contest, dude, that I did not think was going to happen.
I love the surprise of it all because nobody really knew, so that was kind of cool.
No, no one knew. I had no clue. No clue. So I thought this was super awesome. I just want to say congratulations and thank you again for coming on. And, keep killing it, yo. We hope we're going to have you back again.
All right. I'll be watching.
Thanks, Tara.
All right. Later. Congrats again.
So, yeah, man. Tara coming in. Cannabis Closet Podcast. Check them out. They hosted our other winner, Jay Lips, a.k.a. Janice. So, I mean, everyone's going out. Everyone's getting their shine on, bro. I love it. You know, that's the kind of the joy I want to bring, bro. I mean, if you're going to come up and do some crazy ass shit on the show.
Yeah.
You should, you know, there should be some kind of reward. I mean, yeah, absolutely. The Levo is cool, but like not getting to, like, the 15 minutes of fame, you know? You get a little, you know what that's about, Scott. You know that's, you're living the high probably still from the WWE contest.
I maybe think about it every day, but yeah.
What anything going on with that?
Well, I got, last we talked 2 weeks ago, the mystery was, I just come back from WrestleMania.
Right.
And I still got more stories to tell. I don't know if I said it on the podcast. You know, probably this podcast's favorite wrestler, Rob Van Dam, I ran into him, got a picture.
Wait.
I don't think I even said that on the show.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You got a picture with Mr. Yeah. 420 himself?
Sunday night after WrestleMania, I was at the WrestleMania party, and I just, like, you know, I had to go to the bathroom, and I go to the bathroom, and on my way to the bathroom, RVD and his lady, Katie Forbes. And they were just right there, and I was just like, congrats on Hall of Fame.
Did they smell like weed?
We do a pick real quick.
Did you get any RVD products, bro?
Dude. Yo, listen, I had to pee so bad, I got the picture and went. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, man, I should have, like, you know, networked for the podcast. So Peasy's going to, like, give me a 420 frog splash right now.
Oh, I might, because you haven't come back with, I haven't heard all the stories. Maybe next week, bro.
Yeah.
We could dig back into this, because I want to hear everything. I mean, that was a hell of a trip you went on, man.
It was. And then, if you want to save for next week, we can, but the belt saga has intensified.
This has to happen. No. We're not waiting till next week, bro. Abso-fucking-lutely not.
All right.
No. So justice for Scott. You saw the flyer for the show. The hashtag justice for Scott was started last week or 2 weeks ago. If you just to remind you guys what happened, the Scott, he won a WWE contest. They shipped him a custom-made WWE Wing Belt Championship signed by the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels himself.
And I won it. I earned it. I was ready to have it.
Absolutely.
Hold it.
And then you come home. What was it, WrestleMania when you came home?
I came home just after WrestleMania.
Find out it had been delivered elsewhere.
Yeah, WWE had asked me if I got it. I said, no, I didn't get it yet. But I said, I'm in no hurry. It's your busiest time of year. And, you know, when it gets here, it gets here. And then they tell me, they give me the tracking number and everything, and it was delivered, but somebody's name who I do not know signed for it. So I had to do my own investigative work because FedEx did not help me a lick, really.
No surprise.
They helped me a little bit, a smidge. But they gave me enough information that I was able to do everything on my own detective work.
Thank God.
And then basically I was able to track down the house that it went to, which was close to my place, but it didn't go to my place. It went to this person's place. And this person took it. They definitely opened it because here's the deal. I got it back. That's all that matters to me.
Right.
But when I got it back by the dude that signed for its daughter. And she's like in her, she's probably in like her late 20s.
So he had his daughter bring you the belt?
Well, here's the deal. I went over to their house. I ring the bell. They're in part of a complex that...
Whoa. You went right to their house? Stop. I got to stop the music, okay, bro. Time out.
I don't want this story to go too long.
No. We got a little time.
Okay.
She's coming on at 7:30. Okay. We got time. Okay. I want to hear the story. So you actually went
to this person's house.
Okay.
And you knocked on the fucking door?
So here's the deal. So the information that FedEx was able to provide, because by the way, if you call 1-800-FEDEX, you can't get anywhere with them. It's just you talk to customer service and they don't help you at all. As a matter of fact, they actually closed my ticket without even solving anything. So what? I was very upset with them.
That is ridiculous.
So what I did is I drove to the plant where the facility that the package was at, according to the tracking information, before it went on the truck that day to be delivered to supposedly my house.
Right.
So I drove all the way. It was probably like a, well, for my work, it was like a 45-minute drive. So out of my way. I talked to a physical person, supervisor, and he helps me to some extent, but apparently like the GPS on that truck that day was down, so they couldn't like retrace everything. But he was able to figure out the driver who had it that day that it was signed.
Do you drag verify, it down to the dryer? The driver.
Yeah, exactly. So then he finally calls me back. He says he's going to call me back like that day. He doesn't call me back. And then he calls me back the next day, but doesn't really give me an update. So then 2 days later, he calls me back and says, the driver can confirm he did not go to your house. Okay, perfect. Confirm. So it's not like somebody took it off my doorstep. You delivered it to the wrong house.
Right.
All right. So then what he's able to provide me with is he tells me three other addresses. I'm in an apartment complex. He gives me three other addresses in that same complex. So I work closely with police officers at my real world job, and there's like this website that could just tell you anything about it. Any PZ, I can look like any member of your family up. I can get their phone number, email address, everything. I could they could tell me what okay. drywall so is in your house.
Where did you find his website? So, I'm so intrigued right now.
It's called a Vision Government, I guess. I don't know. It's like a government, some government website. Okay. But anyway, so all I know is my name was signed by an individual's name that I do not know. Okay.
All right.
Now, when I looked up those three addresses that they provided me, one of those addresses was the same last name as what signed for my package. Ooh. So it's bingo, boom, it's there. It has to be there.
Right.
So I go over. It's a Saturday afternoon, Saturday almost evening. I go over. They're a part of the complex where you have to buzz in before you can like walk in to get right. to the door.
Yeah, yeah, like
so,
a gate.
So I buzz, nothing. I buzz again, nothing. Somebody happens to leave the complex. So I'm like, oh. Okay,
so you scooted right in.
And scoot right in. And then I knock on the door. Guy answers. Now, that website I told you about tells me everything. So I, you think I already looked up this guy's social media or whatever? So I know what he looks like. So I know it's him when he answers the door.
So you were,
what, I don't say.
Did you call him by his name as soon as he opened? Because that would have been some shit.
Yeah, that would have been wild. But what I did was, and I was lucky because I don't know what this guy's real intentions were.
Right.
But luckily, when I answered the house, or when I knocked on the door, when he answered, there was like six or seven other people in the house. So whatever he's going to say, he's got to answer in front of them for them to hear. And I explained my situation. Hey, I have a very important package. I believe it got delivered here, this and that.
Yes.
So he's just like, to be honest with you, in my opinion, played real stupid. Huh? Oh, it's like, yeah, I remember getting I remember getting a package, but I was busy and I just signed and put it down and I don't know. And then, so his family's like helping him try to think and they're like, oh, maybe it got mixed with our new patio furniture. So I was like, give him a couple minutes. Our they close
patio?
The door.
Why would
they
you look, have that with their patio furniture?
They
bro?
Look around and stuff. They don't find anything. 5 minutes go by. They come out. They're like, oh, we didn't find anything. They're like, can we take your name and number? And if we find anything, we'll call you back.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. But I feel real defeated because I'm like, I know it's here. It has to be here. All the signs are here. The last name matches up to the house. Like, I even said to there, I was like, oh, I said the person's first initial and their last name. I was like, this person signed for my package. Now, he's in front of his whole, like, family, I assume, in the house. And he's just like, well, that's me. So he knows, like, I'm on to him. Without, like, okay, without yeah. me being too overbearing, he knows I'm, like, on to him.
Obviously.
So I leave. Then I'm, like, about to go to bed. It's, like, whatever, like, 5-6 hours later. And I get a call, and it's the daughter. And she's like, hey, we found your package. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you. I'll be right there. And I go, and I, like, I walk over. Maybe I sprinted. But anyway, I go over, and then she meets me, and she's just like, she gives me the box. Now, the box is opened. Like, and she goes, it was in my dad's car with his tools. It got mixed in with his tools. And like
with his tools.
So at this point, like, listen, I'm just, yes, I'm confused.
But also happy you got your shit.
I am just happy I have my stuff.
And it was unscathed.
So I have my stuff. And honestly, like, I didn't even open it because I wanted to actually videotape myself opening it because that's how much of a mark I am.
Of course.
But so She tells me, she's like, sorry, it's open. She's like, my dad is weird, is exactly what she said to me. Those are exactly.
Okay, that's reassuring.
But I know it's in there. I could tell by the weight of it. I was like, it's definitely in here, but I didn't even peek in. And then I got home, opened it up, looked at it, you know, posed in front of it in the mirror, cut some promos. I was just happy it was there. I don't like.
So, but you found it. You found it.
But if I didn't do like my own investigation, like I'm just worried that this guy would have like, you know, brought it to a pawn shop and sold it. Like, I don't even think it was really at that house when I went there. I think he had to go to his actual house, which is on the other side of town.
Right.
Through my investigation. and brought it back and said, here, call the kid. Here's his belt. That's my assumption, but whatever. I have it. It's in my nice little display case at home and it's beautiful. It's autographed by Shawn Michaels himself and it's awesome. And it's my trophy. I mean, it's my thing I won this contest with, you know?
And now you have it back. So justice for Scott has been served. And I love it. Dude, the audience is happy too.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
The audience is happy. Happy ending. Scott, did you get a happy ending? Everyone's happy for you. Illogical says, let's party. Well, we're going to party. We're going to party. We're going to take a quick break is what we're going to do real quick. We got to. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, though, hashtag PantyDealer420 is going to come on and answer all of your questions about this extremely lucrative side hustle, bro. You don't want to go anywhere. In fact, go find us on Twitch and YouTube at 2BBluntPodcast with the number 2. We'll be right back. Would have been good to have, though. Oh, Scott, the weed does wonderful things, man. We're talking, speaking of weed, where I keep all my weed in my stash, Logic's stash box. I gotta ask you, but Scott, you know all about this thing. Are you guys, if you're listening out there, are you parents who medicate? Are you constantly plagued by the thought of your kids getting into your stash? Maybe you just like to keep your medicine on you without worrying about your car smelling or your purse. And I got just the thing to solve all your problems. Introducing Stash Logics. They specialize in smell-proof and locking bags. Scott, if you would give this thing open right here, just pop it open for the people watching. I mean, that is beautiful right there. Their story starts with a dad concerned his young kids might get into his medicine, especially when they were traveling or off camping in the Colorado mountains. So he put his engineering skills to work. And to solve the problem, he started off with this idea, and Stash Logics was born with products like the Silverton, which you see here, which boasts a 3-digit lock, rubber gaskets, and a waterproof zipper to seal in odors, a dab tool, and adjustable dividers. You can keep your private life private. Visit StashLogics.com today to give yourself a peace of mind whether you're hiding candy from the kids or hitting the road for a fat adventure today. StashLogics.com.
We're rolling the fattest bloods. It's to be blood with PZ.
To be blunt, we are back. Smoking, I like that. Hashtag smoking. You're right. Let me light this back up. What the fuck have I been doing? Like a torch. All right. It's the moment you have been waiting for. I know I am so excited right now. Let's bring her in. She is known as Bish Ami 420, aka hashtag panty dealer 420. She's been making waves, an almost overnight success, Scott. And just in the last month, she's had her account banned, her main account permanently banned. And in the last couple weeks, her backup has exploded. I think when we got off air, we started on air last time, 2 weeks ago, she was at 11K.
Wow.
When we got off air, she was at 27K.
Ridiculous.
Now she's over 100K since our last episode. Let's bring her in again. What's up, Jess? Hello. How are you?
Not high enough yet.
Well, let's fix that first, because I feel like last time we talked so much, we didn't even get to smoke that much.
Oh, I was pre-rolling, telling everybody on TikTok to join the podcast.
Well, I hope they do come over. This is going to be where they can find the uncensored, unfiltered, raw. I had to bust it out. Raw entertainment. Because honestly, on TikTok, you can't even answer these questions. Scott, did you know on TikTok, they have to actually like go ahead and do keywords, bro. Key fucking words, bro.
I know on TikTok, you got to be careful where you place that right
now. I got,
now.
Dude, I'm worried. I got that, bro. Okay, all right, I got that, yes. But thank you. I do appreciate your concern.
All right.
Thank you. But they've had to come up with all these like codes so that when they're doing their videos and she's doing her live and she's trying to help other people, that it actually doesn't get flagged. Right? That's right.
TikTok's weird.
So like we're talking like toppings, like a pizza, it's like a code. Okay. For different kind of variables for your order, maybe, bro. Okay. So you missed a lot of stuff last week, bro. You're going to get caught up on again. You're going to get caught up. Last week, me and you, we started talking. I don't even think we got to really finish our convo because the phone was ringing off the hook. And I don't want to say the phone lines aren't open because trust me, the phone lines are open, 860-384-7110. That's right, Scott. I feel like almost like we could dual live at this point, can't we? Like, I don't even want to mess with that. You know what? I'm not gonna touch it. I'm gonna leave it the way it is.
All right.
We're not gonna mess with that. I don't want to destroy like this. You know what I mean? Every time we try some funky shit, everything goes wrong. So last week we were talking about your life and your journey from a toxic relationship in Florida to taking your kid and migrating to Michigan, moving in with your mom and parents. You had nothing to give. You had no money coming in. You didn't know how you were going to make it. And I don't think we actually got into talking about how you got to that point and then found this side hustle. That's what I want to know is how did you like come across this even as an idea? Because I would never have heard about this, dude, if it wasn't for you.
Well, I knew that I wanted to do something, but I knew I couldn't do OF because, you know, obviously you got to show face on there. OnlyFans takes 20% of whatever you bring in every month off the top. So obviously I'm just looking around, browsing around. I'd seen an advertisement for someone that was looking for a foot model. And I responded to the ad. We met up and he wanted obviously a little bit more than foot modeling. And he had explained to me what he had wanted. He wanted me to take off my undergarments and he wanted to wear them as a face mask. And I couldn't believe it was.
Wait, are you mean like for COVID? Like a real face mask?
Well, yeah, but inside of his house as well.
No. Okay. All right. So this started with somebody wanting you to foot model and then somehow snowballed into I want to wear your panties as a face mask.
Correct.
And what was your thoughts when he said that originally? Like what went through your head?
How much extra am I going to make off of this?
And I'm gonna go out on a limb. He's not the only one that requested this, I'm guessing.
No. So actually he's the one that told me about two of the websites that I'm currently on. And from there I just kind of explored and ventured out and did my own digging around on the matter.
So all right. But I feel like this all happened so fast. So like you moved to Michigan when? Like what month was that?
We officially left Florida November 2nd, and I got up here November 3rd.
And how long after that did you start getting into this?
Oh, like 2 weeks.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I came from Florida. I had flip-flops and tank tops. I'm in November in Michigan. We were not set up for this kind of weather. I needed money.
That's a very good point. So you, yeah, that's right. Cause you literally dropped everything to get out of there and move yourself out. So 2 weeks later you came across this, and how did you become now an expert? So now you're talking, you started maybe mid November, and now here we are in almost May, end of April. And you have now turned this to not only you making money off it, but now you are educating other people on how they can do the same. How did you become such an expert so fast that people are flocking to you in record numbers? Because I don't think I've ever seen an account blow like yours has that fucking fast. And then you get shut down, and then your next one blows just as fucking fast, if not faster. Like I told you beginning, like you jump 20K easy during the show last time. And now when I checked before we came on air, I couldn't believe you were already at over 100. So how did somebody like train you, or did you literally teach yourself?
No, I taught myself. So everything that I'm telling and teaching these ladies is all based off of my trial and error.
Really? So I'm dumbfounded by this right now, Scott. I literally like got, and before I go any further, phone lines are open. You can call in anytime, guys. 860-384-7110. If my mods are in the chat, please put the phone number in so people can call in and ask questions, because you're not going to be able to ask these questions on TikTok to her. If you want to find out more about this, you have to call us right here. That's 860-384-7110. That's a To Be Blunt podcast line. So you teach yourself, trial and error. You find out what works. And then what made you say, hey, I'm going to start teaching other people? Like, how did this even get to that point?
Okay, so I'm sure we're not all on the same FYP because, you know, I kind of have kink talk, obviously. Well, this really beautiful light-skinned black girl came on, and she was doing the dance asking, you know, how often should you be throwing away your underwear? Well, I stitched it and I said, never, because there's always going to be somebody on some websites that will buy them from you. And it just led into one comment after another and someone asking. And that's when I chose that original viral video song.
And what was the song again?
It was from Pretty Little Liar. It was Little Secret.
Oh my God, if my wife was here, she'd know. She loved that show. She really did. So now it's kind of publicly known, obviously, especially after last show, that you're doing this. Okay. And I know that's got to present different issues in its own, right? So let's say, for example, and this is not me, obviously, but like, so you have a daughter, like people might look at that as kind of being an odd job for a parent of a young kid, or might
think. But why? We have dancers.
Right.
You've got ladies on OnlyFans. You've got ladies that work in undercover massage parlors. You have ladies that choose to walk up and down the tracks in the streets. So what makes it any difference? You got women that are looking for sugar daddies. So what makes mine any different?
I agree. And that's what I don't understand. But like, so like, what about like, for example, your family, you live with them. Like, what do they think?
My mom thinks it's pretty badass.
Come on, honestly. See, that's fucking awesome.
When my mom found the viral video down her FYP, like, of course her jaw kind of dropped. And then when she came home and asked, I was like, yeah, like there's nothing to hide. She goes, really? Like they really pay you to, is that why we go to the post office so much? And I'm like, yeah.
So wait, so she found out about this on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A lot of people did. I used to be a couponer once upon a time, and I had a group on Facebook. I had ladies from that group saying, oh my God, I know who you are. You ran the coupon group.
So they remember you, yeah, from being the coupon lady. That's
my, like, cover blown.
When I met you, you were like couponing. Like that's how long back I remember you doing this for. So, like, coming from doing couponing and then teaching people how to coupon, like, I remember you were doing that, too. showing everybody how to, because you are just like a natural teacher, an educator. I mean, that's incredible. So the question is now you have this situation, right, where your accounts are keep getting banned. Like, I just read in the comments that your backup is now down too.
We're in TikTok posting jail again.
Dude, how long was this one?
The sad thing was none of the videos were actually submitted for a community guideline. They just sat at zero views and they kept flashing on the screen. And you know when you go to hit like the share button, if you don't see any of your followers or whoever you normally send messages to, if that doesn't pop up, it's been flagged. So it was hashtag pantydealer420. That was flagged. So anytime that I try to use that hashtag, my video immediately goes under review. So I just flipped it around. TikTok, we'll play your game. Now I'm 420 panty dealer.
Dude, the 420 panty dealer, what a hit for a hashtag, dude. Scott, what do you think about all this, fam?
I think it's wild that she'll have more social media followers on her seventh backup account than I will on all of mine in my entire lifetime.
Dude. Well, we have, so the one I'm using now is the backup. The backup. And then we have the YouTube. Okay. Right? Is that better? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mom life.
Of course.
Mom never stops.
Scott, what would be the wildest thing you would do? Like, would you be down to do something like this? Like, you're a single guy. So here's...
You're saying me as the consumer?
No. Oh, well, I mean, if you wanted to, but like...
I don't know if I would.
Because here's the thing. So like, you don't have to actually show your face. You don't show your face at all. So it's totally anonymous, Scott. Now, I know you were a little reserved when it came to the OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
Because you had to show face. But maybe you could just be selling your like worn treehouse sweaters you got on right now.
Just
I'm saying I paid $30 for a blue zip up hoodie from a gentleman who wore it and then sprayed his cologne on it.
Bro, $30 you could make off that.
So you're saying those I'm a Scott Gotta Guy shirts that I have.
The To Be Blunt podcast sweaters. Merch link in bio.
Dude, exactly though. That's what I mean. Think about that. That would be pure money. You could be sitting there pretty, bro. You wouldn't have to even do your Walmart shit no more.
I guess I'll believe it when I see it. I don't know if there would be a demand for, you know. I
mean, All things worn.
Is that the website? Allthingsworn.com, Scott. I'm telling you, man, this might be the move, bro. And we might be able to be onto something. All right. So we talked about some crazy stuff you did last time, right? Well, you had some very outrageous requests, bro. Scott, when I tell you, like, these people who like, hit her up for stuff, like, they could be like, let me explain this to you, man. So, like, say you go to the storefront. So, like, she's got a storefront set up. This is how I'm understanding this. And there's all the garments that she's got that she could wear for you.
It's just like if you're at a deli counter.
Like a deli counter.
Yeah, I want ham, I want turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if somebody gets slices, you just get the whole thing already pre-bagged.
Yeah.
So now the thing comes in, right? And then after that, they can now do it like variable. So they can like, okay, we want you to maybe do this in there. Maybe, like, give Scott an example of, like, what we're talking about.
All right. So, for example, they'll want you to work out in them, get all hot and sweaty, because obviously it produces a different scent. There are some guys that will want you when right before you take them off, they will ask you to wipe with them instead of using toilet paper. Then we have the good old flossing. I personally love when they ask me to floss with them. I don't know. It's fun. You just parade around the house and you're just kind of flossing with them.
Wait a second. Whoa. That's a real thing. Flossing?
So a couple questions I have.
Please do. Take over, Scott.
So I guess the question I have. So if somebody requests like a floss,
uh-huh.
Like, do you need to show video proof that you flossed?
No, you'll know.
Question.
You'll know.
I'll know. Okay, I've never had to order a floss before.
By the scent of it, instead of the scent just being more towards like the legit, and these are new, by the way, they're still a tag, so they've never physically been on my body. Just throwing that out there. But usually the scent is where we all know is in the crotch area. But when you floss with it, now you're getting everything all over. So it would be a more potent aroma instead of just a crotch area.
Gotcha. What was my other question that I had in my head? I'm losing my
train of thought. Your mind is blown right now.
Do you accept any requests? It sounds like you're always open to them.
There are some that I have turned down, which we discussed. I wasn't going to be someone's personal Yoo-hoo maker.
Okay.
I did just kind of accept a very weird one that's not on my menu. they have what we call self-playing and partner playing. Obviously, self-play would be a self-masturbation. And then partner playing would be where, you know, someone's supposed to kind of either stuff you like a turkey and let it ooze out, or cream pie it and it drips down out.
Oh, my God.
So,
Wow.
I love how she's obviously, being a single woman, I don't have a partner to play with.
Right.
So this gentleman has already purchased the garment. He's a repeat customer. He found me on the old TikTok. He purchased the sweater that I was wearing in that viral video. He had requested for me. Oh yeah, they already know. Brace yourself.
I'm braced right now. No. I mean, where's my seatbelt? Shit.
He's requested that I eat a bunch of pickles and drink pickle juice. And when I was on my live stream and I mentioned it, he was cash apping me $20 every time I mentioned it, took a bite or drank a sip of juice.
What?
Well, now he is requesting a partner play topping. But again, A, I don't have no one to play with.
Okay.
B, I'm not just gonna pick some random and like let him cream pie me, because safety first, you know what I'm saying? Like no glove, no love. Like that's rule number one.
That's a rule? So, no blood, no love?
No glove, no love.
I was gonna say that doesn't make sense, but now that makes a little more sense. All right.
No, yeah. So I'd express that to him, you know, I word for word almost. I said, well, dear Lord, that sounds like a mighty big topping that I don't think I can fulfill for you, as I've been single and there is nobody currently that I'm intimate with.
Right.
Sorry, it's a little out of my comfort zone. And as you notice, it's not on my menu.
Right.
Tell me how he wanted to start lowballing and say, I'll throw in an extra 100. I was like, yeah, no, again, this is something that I'm not okay with. What, how, what, where, when, like, just sorry. Again, you know, I wish you luck on that next adventure, but you know, I got you on almost anything else. Well, that $100 immediately turned into a $1,000 offer. Plus he was going to pay for the cost of the room.
The room for you to use for you and this partner of your choice?
I was this close to taking a sip of my beer and I would have just spat it everywhere. It just said $1,000 just like that. Like it was nothing.
We would have spent $1,000 here when all the equipment burnt out. So, oh shit. So, all right. So $1,000 plus hotel room. Keep going. I'm invested. I'm here for this.
So now I'm intrigued as well. So I said, okay, so I have a couple ideas, you know, and then instantly, I jump on my TikTok live because now I got to discuss this with my ladies because right. I'm so used to helping them. I'm like, okay, this is what has been presented to me. And they're all like, exactly. Everybody's like, get that bag, girl, get that bag. So, you know, we know about Tinder and the Facebook dating. And I just recently found Grindr thanks to one of my ladies telling me to join Grindr.
Now, isn't Grindr's for the LGBTQ community, correct?
Not necessarily.
Okay, that was my understanding. I'm not familiar with the apps.
There's, you know, however, again, I'm down to experiment as well. So I'd be cool, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Of course. Listen, if another lady wants to jump in, fuck it. I got you. I hear you. You listen. It was, I'm sure it's cool. Been since like November, at least since you left there. So you're probably like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Right, because you know the date that I had back in December, like it was Mr. Charming, but then he doesn't want kids, he doesn't want nothing to do with kids, and I'm a mom. So that's kind of where we had to.
That's understandable. Daughter comes first.
But even then, like I didn't even smash and pass on that one. So again, it's out of my comfort zone. But I tell him, all right, I'll let me think about this. You know, let me see what I can try to do. So of course, I create profiles. I don't put a picture of my face at all. I let these gentlemen know I'm looking for a partner to play with. I am here to fulfill a kink. Oh, I got banned.
Oh, I better turn my shit down then.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah,
make sure you guys go over. Make sure you guys go over to YouTube or Twitch. You're looking at 2B Blunt Podcast. It's the number 2 BEBLUNT podcast. Find us on all platforms other than TikTok. I'm probably going to turn the mute down for now. I'll bring it back up once we're done talking, but we can't all get banned here. So we're going to turn this down. No. Come find us over there. It's about to get spicy. Go ahead. You're good.
Okay. So, you know, obviously.
Where did you put this ad on again? I missed that. I'm sorry.
There's one on Grindr. There's one on Tinder. And then a Facebook dating. Well, first and foremost, I don't like the fact that the Facebook dating, like it puts your government name out there. So really? I wasn't too thrilled with that.
I've never even opened Facebook dating to even know that. So you can't even put in like a fake name. They really just throw in whatever's on Facebook on there for your, oh God.
It basically just shows like your name and your profile picture. Like they don't show too much. Again, but I did. And then in the profile, I put that I'm looking for a partner to fulfill a kink fetish for another customer. The pics required for application purposes. I'm legitimately asking these men to send me a dick pic.
Well, so you're really just going right through. Hold on. So
if I'm going to do this, and I need to make sure the package I'm going to work with is going to be satisfying.
Wow. So you're so you're just like, you know what? I want to see a picture. In my mind, all right, now this might sound fucked up, but what I'm envisioning is you with one of those boards you see like in the cop places with the detectives.
Oh, stop.
And she's got like the dick in the middle, and she's got the little elastics going to all the pictures. Guys.
You sound like you're watching too many Law and Order porn parodies. That's or something. Right.
Law and Order.
For real, where can I find videos like that?
Listen, maybe I need to be a porn director. I might be in the wrong line of work right now. Fuck the podcast. Scott, we're going to Hollywood.
Well, or you're going to start an OnlyFans up where you just have a freaking, whatever it's called, with the red strings of a bunch of penises.
Sniffer. $5.95 for your first month.
Oh my God. All right. So now you have the people sending you in the pictures. You got the dude, you're getting the dick pics. So now you have a buffet of your option. You can take whatever you want.
How do you know though that the dick pics that they're sending are like legit theirs?
Ooh,
like,
this is a good question.
Oh, how do you know they're not just like copying something?
You have to do like a full body gimmick?
So no.
Like, can you imagine on a stand there like butt ass naked doing
Now, it sounds like she's got something very intriguing.
I'm ready. Sorry, you're right. Go ahead.
So the one guy's profile made him to look like he was a very athletic and fit, roughly 43 to 45 years old. However, when I get the message of the D-pick, I swear he was big and fat. And there was more foreskin than there was penis. It looked like the little mushroom off of Mario. Like when you're jumping to get the mushroom and you're punching the power rod.
Oh, no!
I've literally told roughly a dozen.
I think he needed a mushroom so he could grow.
Oh my God.
There was like a dozen. I was like, dude, yeah, no, that's not going in this.
I don't know. Was that the weirdest one?
Probably like the horse cock one was the weirdest one.
Wait, the horse cock one? Did I miss?
Yo, I kid you not. This guy is hung like a freaking, like an ox. So I said, baby, you need to either start an OF or you need to contact Pornhub because that is not going inside of my garage. No, sir.
Oh my God. Dude came in with a straight up fucking zucchini, bro.
Not even.
And you think that was legit?
So that was a real life eggplant emoji?
Was that legit though? Or did he like find
No, dead ass legit. Like he sent the full in the mirror photo that matched his profile. And because, you know, I'm a weirdo, so I'm going to do a reverse image lookup. And I found his Facebook and yeah, like he was too legit to quit.
Reverse image lookup.
Dude, so, all right. So, you get in all the picks. You have your lineup ready. How many have you gotten so far? I got to know.
Okay, so I think we're roughly at like 400 dick pics between the three apps and in 5 days.
400 dick pics. Holy shit. Did you put a picture of yourself up there when you did this?
No.
So this, they don't even know what you look like.
I took a picture of my rolling tray, and I took a picture of this shirt, the weed mom, like a regular mom, only higher.
Right.
Nothing face-wise. And then I put in a semi-work shot. So it was just this region and cute, like little lacy things with a tank top.
Holy shit. And that got you 400 submissions? Yo.
That's it for today, baby.
I'm wondering if maybe we're on the wrong line of work here. You got 400 submissions. Okay.
Yeah.
My mind's still blown. I'm sorry. 400 fucking submissions. Without even having to show your face.
Correct.
Dude.
A lot of poly couples.
You're even getting couples coming at you.
Yeah.
Dude, I get it. I mean, you're a good looking woman, but holy shit, that is beyond Scott. Like what I ever would have imagined her to say for a number. 400, bro. Well, if you
yeah, most of them came from Tinder. Obviously. Yeah. Yeah, say hi real quick.
Hi. We're like, we've been waiting for. Oh, hi. Oh, God. Hi.
Oh, she's shy.
Oh, boy. So if you guys are watching on TikTok, we had them mute because it's kind of racy right now. So head over to our YouTube or our Twitch at 2BBlunt Podcast with the number 2, BEBLUNT Podcast. We can't put this on air because TikTok going to have our asses. So get over there now. You don't want to miss this. You know what we're going to do? I want to take a quick break.
Okay.
I want to take a quick break because I need to take a fucking dab real quick.
I need to see why I got banned on TikTok from my live this time.
Because we got to finish the story. We're not done. But we're going to take a quick break. I got to take a dab, Scott. And I want to take a dab. I have a brand new fucking machine, bro.
A new dab machine.
Yeah. Check this thing out. This is from Dr. Dabber, and this is called the Boost Evo. All right. It is an electric dab rig. It's got 6 different heat settings. All right. And it's one of the only ones where the atomizer is actually right underneath. So you're getting a direct airflow in. Right up into the glass, as opposed to some. I have one where the atomizer sits in the front, like you would see a bong or something.
Sure.
So like that has to travel through plastic, and that gets all gooey and nasty inside. So this actually eliminates that whole process. And another cool ass feature. I'm gonna turn this thing on. It's got some really shiny lights, which I like too. You want to see some cool ass shit? Because I know no one's e-rig does this. But check this out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that not the sickest shit though? The rainbow. I love it, dude. The Boost Evo and more you can get on Dr. Dabber's official site, bro. This thing right here, which gives you literally the largest dabs I've ever hit off an e-rig in my life, I'm gonna show you live right here. We can give you 15% off right here, to be blunt. If you use promo code the number 2, Be Blunt, BEBLUNT. That is BEBLUNT. To be blunt, you can get 15% off your own very electric dab rig. And this thing is crazy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to I'm going to get it started. We're going to take a live hit right on air. Because why not, bro?
Why not?
You got to see this thing in action, dude. It's honestly, it blows my mind.
It's super scientific the way you described it.
Dude, because there's so many different heat settings. A lot of people like to do their concentrates at different heat settings. So some people might want to do like a low temp dab so it's not so hot on your throat. Or they might want to do something that's like a high temp so they can get a bigger cloud. So this lets you adjust to how you like it. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to start the preheat. I got a fat jar of some concentrates. And we're going to go ahead and preheat it. It turns red while it's preheating. I'm going to go ahead and load a little in here, Scott.
It's like starting a laminator.
It's like starting a laminator. That's a good way to put it, actually. It kind of is like starting a laminator.
Because I have no idea. That's like that's a decent amount, or was that a lot?
I mean, it's pretty crazy. Now, this thing's got a button on the back here. And it's kind of like when you pull the slide piece out of a bong, bro. Watch this. Oh, shit.
You good?
I need help.
You gonna be all right, Peasy?
My fucking, like,
legs are shaking. Slap you on the back real hard?
Bro, no fucking puff call or none of those shits are gonna hit like this. I'm telling you guys right now. You can get 15% off right now. Promo code 2BBlunt on drdabber.com, bro. The Boost Evo. It's 2B Blunt. With Peasy and, of course, the Scott, baby.
The laughs are nonstop. It's 2B Blunt with Peasy.
Yes. Are you all right?
I was trying to highlight a comment.
Oh, which one?
The one that just says good weed, question mark.
Good what?
Based off of your cough.
Only the best weed here, bro. All right. Put your arms above your head and breathe deep. Nope. That didn't work at all, bro. Oh, fuck. We are back to be blunt with our guest. Jets, welcome back, y'all. We got to take a break. And your daughter's so cute, by the way. Super cute. She's trouble for you. I can tell. She's going to be trouble. She's a cutie, though. I got 5 weeks left. I got 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
You should have received the first part of the gift order already, and then the second one is on back order from Target.
Word? Oh. I'm going to have to check that out. Huh. Good to know. All right. We'll discuss this later. We got to get back into where we were, though, because this shit was crazy. Before we left off, before commercial break, we're talking about you had a request from a guy who wanted you to have an item, an undergarment, where you were going to have some play, partner play with it. And basically what happened after that was he started to put out offers, $1,000 plus a room. Now, you had put out an ad on 3 different websites looking for this partner play, and you requested dick pics. You had over 400 fucking unbelievable turnout, from micro shrooms to horse cocks, I guess you could call. I don't even know how else to say it. So
that's the best way to say it.
Now, the question is, how long has it been since you put the ad out, and are you close to making a decision, or have you already made a decision?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, my ladies and I, we talked about doing this like Friday night.
Okay.
So I did it after my live stream, like Friday night.
Okay.
I chose 3 candidates. I went out on date number 1 last night.
So these dates that you're going on, so you went on date number one. What is, define this date. Is this like a get to know you type thing before we do the deed?
Yeah, kind of, just to make sure that the vibe's going to be right, you know? However, my client cashed at me $500 to pay for these three dates because, you know, I'm communicating with him.
Wait a second. So this guy, on top of the offer of $1,000 in a room, has now given you $500 to take your potential partners out.
Yes.
So you can split that in thirds. Ball it out. So these guys are getting not only... Can you just imagine? Let me do this, okay? Let's flip it from this side. Can you imagine being the fucking dude, bro? Like, that's gotta be wild, too.
Yeah.
That's gotta be wild. Like, first off, you're online. You're probably single. Maybe not.
But here, I fully explain it in my ad, though, that I'm just asking you to fill up your raincoat and then squeeze it on my undergarment so I can immediately vacuum seal it and send it out to fulfill my client's kink fetish.
So that's all you're saying. That's what this is. Just draining the raincoat into the underwear.
Right, because I would have already been wearing them for daggone near almost 24 hours by that point anyway. So that's what he wants, is my scent mixed with a male scent. But again, safety first, and I'm not just gonna let someone just all inside of me. Like, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, that's even the crazy part about this is this is the end game. Like, this is where we're trying to end up. So now you have date number two. How did the first date go? Let's start there.
I'm going to watch TV. I'll be out. 1 minute. That's okay. What's all that shit is going on?
Mom? It's not left on my TV.
Oh, she's on now. Just push the button.
Mom?
Yes.
Ah,
PZ, you gotta get used to that soon.
I know it's gonna be. Well, can you imagine the cups crawling over here? Hey, what are you doing down here? Oh my God, Scott! I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible. So, how did date one go?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him all day today. So I think he thought it was intriguing. Like, I don't know what he thought. But it was all about him the whole day. Like, he's wanted to start getting personal. Like, do I have kids? And why am I up here? And just things that I've been do.
Right.
Okay. Don't let the kitty fall off your bed.
So you just take him out and wine and dine him?
And he wouldn't even let me pay for the bill. I'd even told him that the guy had giving me money to pay for the bill tonight, so you don't even have to come out of your own pocket. And he politely declined and refused, and he paid. And
see, that's kind of weird to me, though. Like, why is he trying to step in and do all this stuff? Like, I'm just saying, if it was like Scott, I mean, if it was just me, I would be like, all right, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. Like, this dude, I mean, this is like an opportunity of a lifetime. You're just gonna drop right in, you're gonna get a nice wine and dine. I can't believe that this guy's paying for him. So now you got another date coming tonight. You're on date number two. And
sports bar, you know.
Nice chill sports bar.
I just gonna throw my hair up in a bun because I'm not gonna fix myself up until that night. You know.
Right.
So, but this guy has seen my face. This guy we chatted, you know, so he's already seen pictures of my face. The other guy didn't.
So what gave this guy like the upper hand that he got to see the face? Like, how did he get to see the good before the other guy?
Just simple communication.
You see, you got a good vibe with this guy.
He asked for a pic.
Good chemistry with him. So I
sent him a picture. Well, he asked. He was the only one that asked for a face pic.
Can you believe that, dude? Comic fans wants to know, can guys sell panties also?
All things worn would be the site for men to do that. But I do know that hoodies and t-shirts are very popular amongst women. In 1 minute, I'm almost done working, okay?
Okay, gentle. Give me 1 minute, I'm working, okay? Be gentle with the kitty.
I'll be in there 1 minute. Thank you.
Chivalry is not dead. Oh my God.
Well, I think I don't think he thought that I was being serious. That's what it was. Like when, and I get a lot of that. Like I got more.
Oh no.
For questions. And then a lot of guys were just curious, like, oh my God, this is a real thing. Like, well, what's the website? I want to join.
So, guys, I'm not thinking about the girl that just got dumped. She wants a different hoodie. I don't know. That's not different. That's not related. So you have date number two tonight. You're going out. And then you got date number three later on in the week, I'm guessing.
Friday.
You got a deadline to pick this one?
This order has to be fulfilled Saturday. So we'll see how Friday night goes. And then, you know, we'll see how tonight goes. And I told him that I would let him know Saturday morning. And that $1,000 is now also up to $1,700.
Scott.
Plus the $500 that he had sent, plus the original cost of the underwear, plus the extra toppings that he already asked with that, plus he's going to be paying for the room. He already purchased the $600 sweater. He's already purchased four other pairs.
Ridiculous. Wow.
Dude, like, what are your thoughts right now?
That's crazy. It's just wild. It blows my mind.
Blows your mind.
He's pretty much going to be the client that helps me pay for this lawyer.
So, and you know what? Good for you. Good for you on that. I mean, that's a nice payout. So now,
off of a $3 pair of Fredericks of Hollywood panties, and I'm going to be making damn near $2,000.
Incredible.
Roxanne says gay men would love men's undies to answer the other guy's question. Didn't even think about that. There's probably a market for all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's not just limited. Now, you're what made you decide like you were gonna go for it? Like, I know beforehand, I mean, this is a big leap now. I mean, you're going from selling undergarments with your face hidden to now
having catching to a find, rebound and getting paid for it?
Yeah, catching a rebound and getting paid for it. That's a good way to put it. I mean, you're right. It is. It is. It absolutely is. But like that, so you didn't find any issue with that transition. Like, did you even have second thoughts about it? Like, that's like,
oh, of course I did. Of course. Like, my ladies and I, and on the live stream, I was like, yo, like, I'm debating it. I was like, you know, that's kind of like a little bit of a moral, ethical thing. And then I was like, you know what? For what? That would be like me doing something in a hotel room to record it for an OF, anyways.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
So, what's again,
but you wouldn't do the OF except, before, so that's why this is not surprising. I mean, this is a big leap to take.
And I have a, like, my VIP clients, like, I have a personal Snapchat just for the business for my VIP clients,
right?
So he's one of my Snapchat friends. So I've already discussed, you know, with these gentlemen that while you're behind me, you know, you'll take a little video to send to him, and yeah.
Little
extra, you throw your clients a little goodie and extra. I can only imagine how fat he's going to tip me on this.
Oh, I can only imagine. So now here's my next question for you. If this goes well, is this something you would be open to doing more often?
With that particular person, if the chemistry was great?
Not even. Absolutely. Let's just say if the requests keep coming in.
As long as I had one specific partner, like, I'll just make him my official work partner, booty call thing.
That's very interesting.
And like, I don't know, should I, like, break him off? Like, I don't know.
See, that's what I'm wondering. How does that work? Like, so when it's all done and said and done, like, how does...
I know.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like, my head is like, do I, like... I don't know. I don't know. It's, like, nervous for me, just so my ladies know. You know, like, I this is something completely new for me, so I'm just kind of going with the flow.
See,
I've
never been in this position. So, like, for me, I'm thinking deep. I'm thinking about all these different, like, things that'll happen. Like, what is that like after? What happens when it's done? Like, what is going to be the general vibe when, like, it's just done? Like, I might need to have you back on for a follow-up when this is done, because I need to know how this went. I'm sorry. This is amazing. Like, there's got to be so many different things going through one's head. I don't know, man. I just, it's mind blowing. And I just want to, like, I wish I could, like, you know, pinpoint all that shit. Like, that's going to be nuts for you. I'm sorry. I know. I go off the whim. I go off on shit. So.
Well, I can't even wrap my head around it.
But it's fun, though.
Of course it's fun.
I guess, you know, like, if you really think about it at the end of the day, how empowering is that, though?
I mean, I would imagine for you, very empowering. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Even selling a pair of socks is empowering. The fact that you wore a pair of socks all day and some man bunched your socks, hair scrunchies, bathing suits,
girl, toothbrushes. You have 400 dick pics in no time. That should be empowering too. I mean, let's be honest. You should be like, damn, yo. I'm like, I would have been strutting my shit all over the place.
I was expecting it. It was slow at first, you know.
I'll be like Ric Flair.
The messages got a little overwhelming. Most of them were questions, obviously.
Right.
Lots of questions. More questions than dick pics. But I did. I mentioned, hey, this is a solicited dick pic. I want one for an application.
Oh my God, yo. So I gotta, like, will you come back on after and let us know how this went? I need to know what that experience was like. If you don't mind, like, I'm not trying to overstep my boundaries, but like
we'll talk about the whole client interaction and how it portrayed out. And by then my account should be better. So
that's what I think that would be amazing. I would love to know. Like, I would love to dig deep into that experience. I really would. So if you want to come back on after and talk to me after that, I would love to have you on. We still want to have you back on again, obviously, you know, a little down the line.
I'm nervous as shit. I'm drinking right out the bottle.
Holy shit. Time out. Oh, wow. Scott, I think I might need another beer, bro. She's drinking out the bottle. Oh, never mind.
You got one?
I got a pregame.
We're pregame.
I didn't pregame last night. Like, I smoked a little pot last night, but... You know, like, that was it. I wasn't pre-gamed, and I was, he made me nervous.
Yeah, but this guy, I feel like you have a little bit more of, like, a chemistry with. I feel like a little thing.
Well, I did, too, with the other one, but we just didn't see each other's faces. He was just, you know, he lied about his age. He was a couple years older and whatever.
How much older does he that, like, that he lied about it? Like, what are we talking here?
Well, he said he was 42 and he was 46.
Why lie, though?
Like, but that's like 10 years older than me.
That's what I mean. Why lie? 10 years older than me. Making money off the kids that grew up sneaking sniffs of their friend's sister's panties.
Boom. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pregame with you. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this beer and crack another one.
Cheers.
I still got, bro. I still got a little bit of this blunt left on top of it.
That little blunt, he says.
I mean, it was.
That was a big ass
blunt. That was bigger than any of the blunts we smoked out here since probably Super Bowl. Super Bowl was a real intense show for me. Listen, I want to wish you the best of luck with this whole thing. I love that you are so open with me and everyone else about everything, because there's not a lot of people who know, like, the behind the scenes shit, you know?
There are so many women out there on TikTok that are giving such bad and false information that it is so disgusting. Like, anybody that is new and clueless would kind of, I guess, like, leech to it. But when I tell you guys there is so much wrong information being spread out there, it is ridiculous. And my point is not just to do this for clout, but it is to educate the women how to do it safely and smartly and keep your identity sealed. Think about your hygiene. Like, it's not as easy as people really think it is. It's a lot of work.
No, absolutely not. And you guys, there's still a few minutes left. If you want to call in and ask a question, now is the time. Because, as you already know, she's got a date tonight. So we cannot let her be late. So if you have any questions, call in now, 860-384-7110. That is 860-384-7110. While we finish the pregame, you're sipping what out of a bottle right now? What is that? Just wine?
Yes.
Oh my. So you're gonna show up ready to go. Are you gonna catch an Uber? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Always safe.
Dude, and look at that. I love it. People are saying you got good lucks coming at you. Tanya says plug your Zoom. You got a Zoom coming up?
Yes, I have like literally 5 more spots for the Zoom. They just got to message me and let them know Zoom class. Peasy and Panty Thursdays.
I want to go.
I want to get with Jess so bad. Come to Michigan. Yo, I want to plan a Michigan meetup so bad.
There's a lot of people I know from Michigan. Apparently. I had no clue, and apparently I know a lot of people from Michigan. So you got a lot of love. You got a lot of people out here that are definitely want to see you succeed. People are just saying how amazing you are and wishing you lots of luck. And we want to do the same. Like I said, I just can't thank you enough. I mean, I don't know any other shows that are giving you this kind of stuff, man. Like, this is legit the weird shit that goes on in my head when I'm thinking about what we can do for the show. I'm like, you know what? I want to know about the ins and outs of this shit. It's fucking, because you don't know. Like, people just look at like, oh, OnlyFans. But bro, that OnlyFans segment we did was nuts.
Takes 20% off the top. These websites, it is a flat rate fee. Okay, so whoever's telling you guys you have to pay per message, liar, liar, pan on fire.
Liar, liar, pan on fire.
Fee, right? So like Sniffer is $5.95 for your first month. After that, it becomes $9.99 a month. Scented Pansy is $9.99 a month, but they basically give you $1 back in coins. So it's like $8.99 a month.
Really?
You have Panty Deal. Panty Deal is like $20 a month. Panty Trust is like $50 a month. You have All Things Worn, which is normally like $13.99 a month, but they always do like the longer you subscribe, you get like a package deal. From my live stream, I just can't go live until the 3rd, basically when I can post again too, but I can still check messages. That's all I can do is just comment on videos, and so I got the backup page is almost at 500, y'all.
The backup. Wow. Backup's at 500?
Damn. 500 followers already.
We've been struggling to get fucking just 1,000 on our podcast.
500 for like 30 minutes ago?
Like, no, when did you make the backup account? Those are hard to grow at first.
It's backup dot and then the bish underscore I'm underscore me 420.
Damn, there you go, bro.
Wow.
And then Clapper, I got a Clapper. I don't use it, but I have one. It's Panty Dealer 420.
That's it.
And YouTube, Panty Space Dealer 420.
You got a YouTube too?
I got my YouTube. Yep.
What kind of content you got on the YouTube?
I got you because of TikTok. No, so like, once I get my new laptop in there this weekend, because this one's my mama's, but once I get mine in, then I'll be able to start doing more stuff on YouTube.
So what do you have on YouTube right now?
Just some of the small videos from TikTok, like basic information that they needed. You know, like signing up, how to do their fake check verification, how to send the packages anonymously. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
The backup.fish. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You can see you got good fans here hooking it up.
I do because these ladies know, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest. Like, no, change your pictures. Oh, I haven't made a sale. Well, how's your bio?
Right.
Like, this is a legit business. Legit. And we talk about everything.
There you go, man. Listen, I'm going to let you go get ready. I know it's 8:28. I know you got a big day tonight. So keep me updated. Text me later. And let's get you back in after this whole order is finished. And talk about what that is.
Yeah, if they want to hear about my date tonight, they got to get that backup page to 1,000.
Oh,
I can't
shit.
Go live on my page
now. You're here first.
My
backup
ladies,
page.
My ladies are missing out tonight on tea time.
That's right. We need to get our backup page to 1,000. So we got to follow 2B Blunt Podcast on TikTok, too.
Yes. To be blunt.
To be blunt, you already know. Listen, dude, have a great night tonight. Thank you again so much. We really appreciate you. Your fans love you. My fans love you. And I just want you to know that you're killing it right now. And I'm so happy for you. So we will talk to you soon, homie. Have a good night. Peace.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's about time we got this party started.
Killing it. Killing it.
To Be Blunt Podcast. Podcast.
Wow, Scott.
Wild.
Wow, Scott.
Wild.
Wow, Scott.
I don't know, like, you kind of gave me a clue of what I was in for 2 weeks ago, but damn, dude.
Dude, you had no clue, did you? I tried to tell you.
A smidge.
This show, I knew it was going to be racing, and I'm actually kind of happy. Well, last week, the last time she was on was awesome because we had the callers. I was really happy to be able to, like, dig into everything. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get a chance to, like, talk to her last week, and I feel like I am just so mind blown by that whole fucking experience, bro, that just took place tonight. You know what that is? It's the fucking Benadryl.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I tried to be prepared for the Peasy Dogs.
The Peasy Dogs, which I've decided, I guess, not even to come down here, which is kind of weird because I swear we left the door open. Oh, my God. Look at them. Go follow the backup. We need the tea. Everyone's saying good luck on her date. Make sure you guys go follow her. Another awesome show. Thank you, Snugs. We're not even done yet. That was nuts, man. Nuts. I mean,
mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. That's crazy. I would have never thought, like, whatever. There's a world. There's a whole other world out there.
Dude, and you know what? And that's the thing that started piquing me, dude, is when we started talking about OnlyFans, like, that's where I kind of got, like, this super interest into, like, this whole other world. Not like I want to do it, but, like, just interest in, like, how it works.
Just how these people can make, I mean, easy money, right?
That's easy money.
Yeah, easy money.
She said the other week that she was making, I think, $7,000-$8,000 a month before. And that's just literally wearing undergarments and selling them online, bro. Now she's getting, she got the $1,000 offers, the $1,700 offers with the rooms paid for and shit. Fucking grading dick pics, bro, for, like, cash, bro. Cash. You would never think that that's, like, what's going on outside of, like, everything of your normal life, bro.
I'm out of words.
Listen, like, we bring you better content than, like, a fucking Discovery Channel shit. You know, you would get, you. They're not teaching you this shit. Vice? No. No. A&E? No. Lifetime? Definitely not. I mean, a Hallmark either. Fuck that shit.
Only the To Be Blunt Podcast.
Only the To Be Blunt Podcast, yo. Scott, man, you've been gone for 2 fucking weeks, bro. What the fuck's been going on with you, bro? I feel like we talked a little beginning of the show, man, but I feel like I don't even know where the fuck you've
been.
Dude,
I'm sorry. I work retail, and it's that time of year if you work retail.
What is? I thought, like, the time of year was, like, holidays.
Well, yeah, the holidays, but if you work retail, you have an annual inventory.
Okay.
And that's when, you know, you batten down the hatches and you put in a lot of extra work, and that's me right now.
So you're putting in the extra work.
Exactly.
Extra work. Well, man, you know, I'm just happy you're here today to hang out with me.
Appreciate it, man. I missed you. I missed you, brother.
Dude, I missed having you here too, bro. You don't even know how weird it is when you're not here. Like, the show feels weird when you're not here. So, like, you need to, you know, just be here.
Okay.
When you can.
All right.
Anyways, dude, hearing her backstory, her backup story. I don't know what the fuck just happened there. It feels just as high as I am right now.
Yeah, you're pretty litty right now.
Dude, you know what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to light this sumbitch back up. Dude, I mean, this, I didn't know why I'm doing this at this point because can I get higher than this?
You got to finish it off, though. You only got a little bit left.
I smoked fucking 3/4 of it, and then I fucking hit the dab at 8 o'clock for dab o'clock. We did dab o'clock this week.
Oh, dab o'clock.
Dab o'clock. Right. And now I fucking, right. I mean, I feel like every time I hit this thing, I'm smoking like a cigar. Like, oh, I should, I feel like I should be like Scarface. I'm like, okay, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you got a fucking problem with me?
Is it, who's
you fucking cockroach, man?
Is it Sammy Davis Jr.? Say the magic word and the duck will come down.
You fucking cockroach. You fucking cockroach, man? You fucking with me, man?
Oh, man.
I'll finish this blunt. And what do you say we do the weekly roll up, bro?
I mean, yeah, sure, why not?
A weekly roll up finally is back. Let's hear it, Scott.
All right, this is the Scott with your weekly.
Weekly like, roll. Why are you trying to put everyone to bed?
Yeah, why is this like an 11 p.m.?
Hi, this is the Scott.
Love hotline.
Dude, I think maybe you're just, you got like that, dude, maybe you're getting like your sex worker voice on. Maybe you should be doing like, you know those call-in numbers you find that like at
yeah,
night?
That's what I kind of sound like, and I wasn't trying to do that.
Maybe you're trying to be like, I feel like I that's what you're going for. This is the Scott on the local singles, and I want you to just do whatever I tell you to do.
Oh, my God. Anyway, in the weekly roundup, getting into the sports news of the week, as we know, the NFL draft is going on, but I'm not going to talk about the NFL draft. I'm going to talk about Major League Baseball yesterday. Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia Phillies, I don't know if you saw, but he took a 92-mile-an-hour fastball to the face.
Ooh, bro.
To the face. And I will tell you, this guy... Yeah, he just shrugged it off, walked it off.
No, he did not, no, dude.
Didn't need a stretcher.
No way.
No, didn't need to be carried out.
I would have been like Peter Griffin every time I get taken a leg. I'm like, that would have been me.
No, this guy, Bryce Harper, yo, he's got a face made of fucking steel. All right, because he was just able to walk off. I barely saw any blood. Like, I don't know. Like, he probably didn't even have a hairline fracture or nothing. But anyway, so, yeah, he just walked off like it was nothing. It was crazy. And they're building this fight now. You got Floyd Mayweather against Logan Paul. It needs to be Floyd Mayweather versus Bryce Harper, dude, because that guy will take punches to the face, and he'll keep getting back up.
That's right, dude. Absolutely. That's going to be one hell of a fight. I think that's going to be rigged, too.
In other news here on the Weekly Roundup, we have out of Salisbury, Maryland, we have an individual.
Salisbury State.
A 12-year-old boy by the name of Brandon Cutler who is going to graduate not only high school at 12 years old, but what? Also college. That's right.
Wait a second.
Yes. He's
how?
He's actually, surprisingly enough, he's actually going to be graduating from college on May 21st. And then a week later the Cornwallis Community College. And then a week later on May 28th, he'll be graduating from the high school there in Salisbury, Maryland. He 12 years old. And in 1 week, in about 1 month from now, he is graduating from both community college and high school. He took up a lot of extra courses, dude, during this COVID.
He's a genius. It's a prodigy.
Yeah, exactly. But PZ, I ask you, when your kids look back at you and they say, Dad, what did you do during the pandemic of 2019, 2020, 2021? And you're going to say, smoked a lot of weed and binged a lot of Netflix. And this kid's going to be able to say he graduated both high school and college at 12 years old.
Wow. I mean, you're right. What will I tell my kid, yo? Yeah.
In other news, we have a new Guinness World Record that just took place this last week.
Really?
This female out of, and I'm sorry I don't have her name right in front of me, but out of, I believe, England, she broke the record for the consumption of a Capri Sun in 15.5 seconds. Now,
how does one?
First of all, 15.5 seconds sounds like it's doable. But then I realize 15.5 seconds to not only finish that Capri Sun, but actually take the straw off the back of the container.
No.
Take it out of the plastic.
No.
Punch it in the hole, which is the hardest part.
No, that is definitely the hardest part.
Okay. And suck it all down. 15.5 seconds. She beat the previous record that was 16 and change. And I will say, though, 15.5 seconds, absolutely incredible. She actually has other records, too, where she's, like, eating chicken nuggets under a certain amount of time.
Oh, wow.
Things of that nature. But 15.5 seconds, One full container of Capri Sun with a straw attached to the back. Dude. And all I can think about is, you know what, though? 15.5 seconds. Poke a hole. Suck as much of it down. Sounds like 15.5 seconds is actually very reasonable for something like that to happen with somebody.
Oh, Scott.
I didn't word that as great as I thought I had it in my head, but... And that is your To Be Blunt weekly roll-up for the week. I'm the Scott here, To Be Blunt, WPRHQ, whatever the letters are here.
I can't wait till we got our second light that's coming in, bro. I need to fix the shadow on your face because it's driving me nuts. I'm going to put it right there. I already know where it's going. It's probably, I don't know what it is. We're going to take care of that. I got a new light coming in. Another one of these gimmicks.
If you say so.
We're going to look real good, bro. We already look a little... Look at us. We look real good all the time, bro.
That's of course
the,
I do.
The two stunts of two people. Dude, what a fucking show today.
Incredible.
Like, she did all the heavy lifting. I don't even know what we did the whole show. But what did me and you contribute?
Yeah.
I don't even know what we did.
It was all panty dealer.
Oh, my God. She didn't just bite it. She We should do a Break the Record Stoner Challenge series. We'll all be lit as fuck. I like this idea.
You know what, PC? Maybe next week. I'm just going to throw it out there now.
I'm
now
listening.
Now that I'm saying it on air, we're probably just going to have to
all
do
right,
it.
Let's do it. What are we doing?
We should see what we can do for the Capri Sun Challenge. We should see that we might make them. We're going to need a lot of paper towels, actually.
I got look at a stack behind you.
But we should see how close you can get to that 15.5 second record.
You want
to
do it?
I think we have to.
You can get some Capri Suns for next week?
Yeah,
we gotta do it like away from the desk, though. Pick not your, near this shit.
Pick your flavor right now. I already know it's Pacific Cooler.
I don't even remember what flavors there are.
Pacific Cooler all day. All
right, Pacific Cooler it is.
I mean, you can do Strawberry Kiwi if you really want, but come on, Pacific Cooler.
I don't know, man. Pacific Cooler could be cool, too, all
right? Yeah, damn right it will be.
Damn, y'all. What crazy show. Thank you again to Panty Dealer 420, a.k.a. Bish on Me 420, a.k.a. Jess. Killer, killer, killer content today. That woman is an open book, and she really laid it out today, and it was so awesome talking to her. And we wish her luck on her date tonight. Scott, it was amazing to have you back in studio, bro. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Tell your boss I said thank you.
All right.
You know, if I send your boss weed, will he let you?
The show.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
That's why I showed
he trying to get you to come back in?
Dude, let's hope not.
Dude, tell your boss I'll send him weed if he stops making you work on Thursdays. I'll give him free weed every week.
I don't know if he'll be down for that, but anyway.
I'll give him a dub. Yo, next week, guys. You showing me something?
Yeah. Just do we mention?
We did mention. Oh, of course, you're right. Thank you, Scott.
Try to include everybody.
Go ahead. Shout her out.
Don't remember her name. That's why I wrote it to you. All right. So, Tara, I just want to shout out. You know, we want to thank you as well for joining us tonight. So, thank you, Tara.
Yes. Thank you, Tara, right, for the Levo tattoo. One of our winners. Thank you, everybody, from tonight that hung out with us. Guys, follow us on all platforms. TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch. Every fucking thing you can think of. At 2B Blunt Podcast with the number 2. Next week, we are going to interview Born Majestic right here live on the air. We're going to do a little interview with him, so make sure you guys tune in next week. You're not going to want to miss it. It's 2B Blunt. We'll see you next week. Same weed time, same weed channel.